Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this latest and first edition of the 2011 Saturday Morning Wake Up Call on this 1st of January 2011. Happy New Year out there to Radio Land. I'm your host, Cyril Quinn, taking you for the next 90 minutes as we talk about and discuss the world of sports. Is your call number. 347-215-6180 is your call number. Call in. We'll certainly get to your phone calls as soon as possible. You can also hit me up at twitter.com/William Jero. You can hit me up at twitter.com/William Jero. Also on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Cyril Quinn. And we're going to begin with the biggest day in college football. It's not what it used to be as far as how these bowl games, are configured. I mean, you're going to have basically be playing bowl games until the middle of January. But it is still the biggest day in college football because, you know, just look at the schedule. I mean, you have basically three games going on at the same time in what I consider to be the SEC, you know, what everybody considers to be the SEC Big Ten Challenge. You have in terms of Alabama, Michigan State, Florida, Penn State, and also Mississippi State and Michigan. You know, get enough of that. You get tired of that. Then you'll have, you know, the Rose Bowl, of course, coming up at 4:30 with Wisconsin TCU. You have the Fiesta to cap off the night at 8:30. And then you have a couple of those other bowls mixed in over the course of the day. So it is still the biggest day in all of college football. Still the biggest day in college football. And I want to begin, you know, these matchups, I want to begin with the game to me that stood out. It is not, by any stretch of imagination, the best game when you look at the docket of games that we have set up for today. But it stands out because you have these two coaches who have both won national championships facing off against each other, and they're both going right now in opposite directions. And the crazy thing about it is you figure the one who's younger would be, you know, have 15, 20 more years to coach, and he might coach again. And you figure the one who's 84 years old would be on his way out. But when it comes down to it, they are both going, you know, you have Joe Paterno who is not going to quit. I mean, Joe Paterno is one of you. Joe Paterno wants to coach forever, basically until he's no longer breathing. God forbid that day comes anytime soon. But I mean, Joe Paterno is 84 years old. He's coaching in, you know, 45th season at Penn State. That doesn't even include the 15 years he spent as an assistant. People forget about that. So he's been at Penn State for 60 years. In terms of coaching, you can combine his assistant with what he has done as a head coach. And I don't see how you can push him out. I mean, Bobby Bowden, in his last few years, as far as the program was struggling, they were struggling to hit, to get their six, the 7 or 8 wins. You look at Penn State in the last 5 seasons, they have 3-11. They have won 11 games 3 times, and the bottom line is they're 4-1 in their last 5 bowl games, including a Orange Bowl back in 2005, in which they, of course, they beat Bobby Bowden, Florida State, in that great classic triple overtime match. I mean, triple overtime game. A few years back. So I don't know how, I would dare the president of Penn State to fire Joe Paterno. Forget about athletic director. Athletic director is not going to touch Joe Paterno. But I would dare an athletic director. Who is going to fire Joe Paterno? How do you fire Joe Paterno? Is that possible? I mean, the guy has donated millions upon millions. I mean, forget about what he's done as a coach. Look what he's done for that university. I mean, they had half the campus, half the buildings out there because of the money he's donated. He donated coming out of his own pocket. So, again, that game because of the coaching match, both teams are average teams at best. I mean, Florida's been bad this year, considering where they had been. Penn State's coming off. Penn State's had an average year, not an average year, but they've been down this year compared to where they were last year, too, at 7-5. A lot of young talent on that team. They were not expected to do much anyway, this particular year. They should be better. They should be much better next year. They had a lot of young players, starting new quarterback in one of the toughest conferences in the country, in the Big Ten. Big Ten was good this year, very good this year. So, the teams are average, but it's just that coaching matchup that just stands out. And, of course, on the other side, you have Urban Meyer, who, is kind of, Brett Favre-ish in terms of, do I want to coach? No, I want to retire. I want to coach. No, certainly it comes out that he has some health issues, but he'll be coaching again. He'll be coaching again. I mean, he had health issues before. Try to come back too quick. Now he realizes. I mean, he'll probably pay you off about 2 years and be right back in either the best college job that'll be available in 2013, or he'll possibly be coaching on Sundays in the NFL. But Urban Meyer will be back as a head coach somewhere. The guy is 47 years old. Don't think that this is the last you'll see of Urban Meyer. This will be just the last you see of him, in the near future. But he'll be back. So that matchup to me jumps out when you look at today's slate of games. One thing to keep your eye on as a fan, if you're a fan or just a casual observer of these games, is watch for the motivation of the teams playing, because it's a big issue when it comes down to these games. I was watching, so many games on these past 3 or 4 days, but I really got a chance to see the Nebraska-Washington game, basically from start to finish. And I'm not impressed with Jake Locker, okay, from a Washington Redskins fan standpoint, as I toss that in. I'm not impressed with Jake Locker at all. He can't throw. But anyway, Washington goes out there, beats Nebraska 19-7, and the game was an average game at best, very average football game. But you could tell Nebraska wanted no part of that game. I mean, Nebraska, Washington didn't belong on the same field with Nebraska. Not on the same field. I mean, this is a team that they had beaten by about 35 points early in the season. Nebraska, which a lot of people thought were going to contend for a national championship for most of the season, they were. They lose that tough game. They had a couple of tough losses down the stretch, lose the heartbreaking game to Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship that cost them a BCS berth. And you could tell that, the money just wasn't there for them. I mean, they came out flat as a pancake and had no interest being there. And then on top of it, playing a team that they had, they had all the motivation in the world, Washington was just happy to be in a bowl game. Okay, it was just happy to be in a bowl game, let alone the Holiday Bowl. So they came out there, and you saw what happened with that as Washington took them out 19-7. You also saw Notre Dame Miami yesterday. Miami looked like they had no business being on the same field. Notre Dame should not have been the case, because Miami probably has more talent than Notre Dame. So, they get smacked around. So, I mean, motivation's a big thing. I mean, you saw Florida State in South Carolina. Florida State is clearly Florida State's looking ahead to next year when they probably will be a preseason top 10. They, knock out South Carolina, a good South Carolina team. So look at motivation as one of the key factors of these teams coming into these bowl games. I'd be very interested to watch two games when it comes to that. Number one, the Alabama Michigan State game and the UConn Oklahoma game. Because, and more in particular, the UConn Oklahoma game, because there's no way that Oklahoma should not beat UConn by about 28 points. I mean, I guarantee you, UConn probably doesn't have a player that can start for Oklahoma. So that should not be a good, that game should be just a total mismatch. But hey, we'll see. I mean, Oklahoma has not played well in these bowls, in these BCS bowls. They lost to Boise State. Now I understand UConn doesn't have much talent as Boise State, but who knows? A few years ago we were saying that Boise State they belong on the same field as Oklahoma. So we'll see what transpires with that particular game. We're just getting started here on this first Saturday in of the new year, January 1st, 2011. 11 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, when I return. We'll have Saturday morning headlines, and we will also look at the NFL playoff scenarios when we return on this latest edition of the Saturday Morning Wake Up Call. We'll be right back.
Through the garden, you better watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon for the sitting there sack. If you walk with Jesus, he'll save your soul. You gotta keep the devil.
You have Sidney Crosby, Kobe Bryant. You have the UConn women's basketball team, the San Francisco Giants, and also Manny Pacquiao as your candidates for Saturday morning wake-up call athlete of the year. So you can still vote in for that. We'll get into some.
would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lay on me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do
beg your pardon for the sitting outside. If you walk with Jesus,